Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze interview straight from the heart of San Francisco. This is Erin. That's Ange.
Hey.
And Char.
Hey.
We are live in studio in the morning, which is fine.
In another studio.
In a different
studio.
I feel
like I'm in a high chair. This microphone's very tall.
Yes.
That's like the one thing that's wrong with this room. I mean, like, I like high tops, but this is a little much.
Yeah. But I like the natural light. I'm not hating the natural light.
No, mm-hmm. I do like this room. It seems like you feel like you're not in a hole as much.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Black hole.
We look good in this lighting, I think.
Yeah. Natural lighting. Sorry. I don't know where we're going with this. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us at bff.fm every Monday morning from 5:30 to 6. What's up, everybody? We're not in a black hole.
We're not in a bar. We're not in a...
No.
We're actually in a studio together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's early.
Yes.
This is,
We snuck this in.
Morning.
Little morning.
Top of the morning.
Top of the muffin to you, if anyone watches Seinfeld. So the Emmys were on last night, and I got a little call from our friend Captain Party over here. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, about to watch the Emmys. What are you doing? She's like, I'm thirsty. I know what that means. So.
Well, I didn't know the Emmys were happening
because
I'm in my own bubble.
Yeah.
But I do love watching award shows with you because of your previous jobs, you always have backstories on famous, like, oh, he's an asshole. Oh, did you know? You know, and you always have inside dirt. So I do enjoy.
Just a little.
I do enjoy watching them with you.
Still, but also.
Got to get one in on one of these then.
Well, and it was rando. Like, maybe we'll try and figure this out for the Academy Awards, because then we've probably interviewed half of those people at that point. But it was fun to see some of our friends up there, mm-hmm. like Ike Barinholtz.
Ike. I just re-listened to that episode. I love him so much.
I love him.
And he was great. He was hilarious.
He and the Maya Rudolph skit were probably the only best skit that pulled off last night. Like, as presenters with their, what was it?
They had LASIK. Yeah, so they couldn't read the names.
It was pretty good. And Maya Rudolph, she's just really good at just, like, fucking poker face.
And Ted Danson.
Oh, yeah. Ted Danson. That was hilarious. But we got to watch together, and it was fun. What else were our favorite parts of last night? I know you were watching Char.
I mean, I guess... the only thing besides the obvious stuff, and this is probably one of the obvious ones, but I remember going, what was it? Michelle Williams' speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have that in my notes.
I wasn't expecting that at all either.
So
brought it.
The best part of that speech was my fiance now was totally shit talking Michelle Williams.
Yeah.
Before she got up there, because he was like, she's kind of boring. Like, the stuff that she picks, although I haven't seen that show about Fosse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fosse, I haven't seen that. But he's just kind of, I don't want to say shit-talking her, just not
saying. He was just saying snore.
Like, well, the thing. It's, she's like
alert.
One of those people that you just don't, you know she's a good actor, and you know that she's going to, you know, bring it to whatever, but then you don't expect anything else.
Right, like, and then, yeah, she's talking about paying women, and especially women of color, what their male equivalents make, and go ahead.
What's her relationship with
Bissy Phillips?
I don't know. I know Bissy Phillips is her best
friend.
Yeah,
Dawson's Creek.
No, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I know.
Because I think he might have worked on that show.
Is that it?
Possibly.
Okay.
And he's like the best human ever.
Yeah,
I love
just like,
him.
Thank you. Like yelling at the screen about Lin-Manuel.
I love him. He's the best ever. It's true. There's nothing wrong with that guy. He's just all love.
Yeah, somebody made. Oh, what was his name that was making all the color commentary as everybody walked
up?
Oh, he was good.
I forget who he is.
He's
I
the
know
guy
he's
from everything. I know he's the guy from 17 Again because I just saw that movie.
What? 17
Is
Again?
That the Zac Efron?
Yes.
Oh, I should watch that.
Oh, my God.
I Zac
Efron
crush
came
on
up
Zac Efron.
At work last week. Anyways.
Does that mean he's gonna come in or something?
Oh, no. It's a long story. I can tell it later if we have time. But I don't know who he is. I know he does a lot of commentating or like late night.
He's in a lot. He has a lot of like bit or sidekick parts and stuff like that, and TV shows. Like, I was just watching an episode of Friends, and he was, I don't know if you remember, when Joey thought he had a hand twin, he was the dealer.
Oh my God, random.
Yeah, no, like, he's like in really weird, random, small bit parts. But then
he was perfect.
But the one movie that I have that I like, yeah, like I said, it was like on TBS or Freeform or something like that, was 17 Again, and he was Matthew Perry's best friend.
Wow.
So.
Well, I thought
it
was
look for his name, but go ahead. Yeah.
Something Lennon or Lemon, yes, or something like that.
Liz,
but anyways.
Lemon. No.
Yeah, no, other than Michelle Williams, which she obviously had a mic drop moment, but the marriage of Patricia Arquette's speech and Billy Porter winning, just kind of like those two things together, her statement on trans people and him being the first openly gay man to win lead actor in a drama.
Right.
I thought that was powerful.
Openly gay black.
That's
like,
and the whole crew just crying.
Yes. But I am a huge fan of Pose. Huge, huge fan. And I feel like I'm late to the game, but Ange hasn't even really watched it. So she's later to the game. So I'm going to throw under the bus.
I've seen none of these shows.
Right. That's not true. You've seen a few that were a few.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Pose. I'm obsessed with the music on every show. It's just like, it's like my DJ jukebox twin is operating on Pose and using all the music that I love. But they also have a Spotify account, by the way. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with the soundtrack of Pose. So I'm really happy for Billy Porter. He is fantastic in Pose, and he totally deserves the Emmy last night.
Oh, God, I forgot about When They See Us. What's his name from Moonlight?
Hold on.
Oh.
Jarrell Jerome.
Oh, love that guy.
Yeah. I was like, Ange, it's the guy from Moonlight. I haven't watched it.
I didn't even put that together.
Yeah.
His high school friend.
Yeah.
Oh, and I thought it was so cute. Sweet. He was in a category with Mahershala Ali, who was also in Moonlight. I mean, Barry Jenkins.
We're so
it kind of goes back to Barry Jenkins a little bit.
We're going to have Mahershala on. He's almost been on so many times.
I hope so.
He's on the radar.
I hope he's almost going to be on soon. Sooner rather than later. I mean, we are one step from him.
I started calling him Mamaishala.
Yeah, Ange was claiming all of the men. She's like, when Ike Barinholtz came on, she's like, mine.
No, I wasn't the one freaking out. Who were you freaking
John
out?
John Hamm.
John Hamm. She was trying to get the camera to pan down.
You could see when he walked out, see John Hamm's ham. I will find that.
She stood up and like ran to the TV.
Yeah. The freeze frame that. It's...
He doesn't wear underwear, let's be honest.
You are ridiculous.
Or he needs more underwear to contain.
It's like when you have big boobs, you have to wear three bras.
Yes, he needs to wear like a cup and then tidy whities and then boxer briefs to hold it back. Oh God!
Wow!
I love you, Jeff, but John, he knows how I feel about John Hamm.
He's like, just like get a cup or a jock strap or something.
He needs it all. He needs it all to contain the ham.
Wow.
God, I hope we see him at Sundance. Because remember, he's
I'm
just
afraid
walking around
to ever see him in person with you.
Why?
I don't know what you're going to do.
Does he go every year?
I don't know her.
He was there last year, remember?
No, I remember him only being there last year. I'm just wondering if he's one of those guys that likes to go.
Let's hope. I will put out a John Hamm like bat signal and hope that he...
Speaking of stuff that you guys have... that Ange has never seen.
That's everything. Come on.
Have you guys watched Fleabag or heard of Fleabag at
all? No, but that's on my radar now.
I hadn't either. It was one of those... I guess it was like last year's Killing Eve. Like, I didn't really know much about Killing Eve, and then it won all these awards. And then...
I haven't watched Fleabag because I hate Amazon, but Jeff found that it's on like BBC One, so maybe we'll be able to find it that way. But the only thing I've heard about it, I heard a whole interview on Fresh Air.
Okay.
With our mentor, Terry Gross. And it sounded really interesting. And I was like, oh, this sounds like a really cool show because it's about a woman who's a total douchebag. And I'm like, yes, in. Like one of the plot lines I was telling Ange last night is about her falling for a priest and trying to get him to come to her side and sleep with him. And
interesting.
Yeah, and he's a priest. So he's like, no, let's just be friends. So like that's one storyline from the show, which I'm like, this sounds pretty up our alley.
And you know the lead who wrote and like I don't is she the showrunner? She's not the showrunner too, but she's
a writer
and she's like everything. Yeah,
actress, yeah.
And but Phoebe Waller-Bridge. What else is she in? I've known that name and I've heard it like a bazillion times before. And I thought, oh, I must know her from something big before.
Right.
But then when I was like kind of combing her credits, the only thing she was like the voice of a droid on Star Wars or something like that.
Maybe that's where you know her from.
Oh, you know what? She was the first showrunner for, or first writer for Killing Eve for season one. I think she was the showrunner for season
one.
That
makes sense.
Maybe that's why I know her.
And also, you ended up watching Killing Eve, right?
Oh, I love it. It's like one of my...
Even season two?
It wasn't as good, but it was still good.
Okay. All right. I'm thankful that that actress won and I forgot her name already.
Billy Comer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, by the way, she's gorgeous and she's brilliant in Killing Eve.
Yeah. And while I was watching, when I was looking at those, you know, the categories as you know, like as they were going through the nominees in that category, I was just like, oh, that person's good. Oh, that person's good. And then they came to Homer, who plays Eve in Killing Eve. And I was just like, oh, dude, she's so good in that. She ended up winning. And I was like, dude, she totally deserves it in this sea of like really, really good actresses.
I was going to say that TV's like upped its game times.
Oh, for sure.
40 million. And so I was like, yep, okay. And the one show that kept getting nominated and finally won something was Barry. Jeff and I love Barry.
And I hear a ton of great things about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
and
on my radar
we
now.
We love Bill Hader so much because we were in a room with him at PodFest a few years ago and there's like four people there. But and you could hear me laughing the entire time on the track. But he, the show is brilliant again, and the storylines are great, and I love that Henry Winkler is on that show, and it's just so good. And there's one particular episode, the second season, that was nominated, and I can't remember if that's why he won Best Director, but it's like an episode that came out of left field. Once you watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about. It is like bonkers USA, but so good. It's so weird, but I loved it. It's just like people are creating TV that is finally fucking interesting for everyone. It's not just a sitcom. It's not just a drama. There are so many, I don't know, there's so much good TV. But also then it makes you stay home and then you feel like a loser. So it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, there's just, I mean, TV is just.
I don't know what to say about
Ange
that.
Ange doesn't have any comments
yeah,
on that.
I think, TV in the last 10 years is like, if we were talking 12 years ago, I wouldn't give a shit about half of the stuff that was on television. I mean, like, I had my shows.
I don't even know what was on 12 years ago.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I guess, like, maybe 2010 or 12 plus, it's like, I think when they started doing the original content and it started opening up, you know,
HBO was sort of...
Right.
Started that. And then A&E.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when the premium networks or these private networks started doing...
Series TV.
Their own series and these, like, these things that were only coming out for 7 or 8 episodes or 10 episodes a year.
Right.
And then, like, high quality actors and started doing stuff that were good.
Well,
you know?
Film actors finally got over themselves and when they saw a good script, whether it was TV or film, they're like, yeah, I'll do that.
I was listening to, I cannot remember what actor or actress it was, but they were talking about how like going to HBO also posed the idea that they could still do film because they're like, oh, this is only going to take 2 months of your time because we're only going to shoot for 10 episodes.
Right.
It's not 22 episodes and it's not going to take 10 months.
Right.
And they were like, oh, this is appealing. I'll go for it.
Yeah.
And then now that's just the norm. It's like you see people, you instead of just seeing somebody, like I know that there's like a couple of actors that I've seen in like 4 different shows with that throughout the year. And you're just like, what are they doing here? You know, but, but. I'm such a TV nerd. My TV broke on Thursday, and I ran out and bought a new TV on Friday morning.
Oh, wow. That's all right. Okay, I'm not going to judge you. There's a couple other Emmys pieces I wanted to touch on really quickly. And another favorite of Ange's was the guy Ben Whishaw, a very English scandal. When he went up there.
Oh, I thought you, I don't know him. I've never interviewed him.
I know.
I thought you were saying I interviewed him.
No. That's why I corrected myself. Not friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But that he went up there and he's like, I'm hungover.
That was hilarious.
I'm hungover.
My agent took me out last night.
I'm sorry. I didn't even think I was going to win.
It was relatable.
Yeah. Andrew's like, I love this guy yelling at the TV. Alex Borstein from Mrs. Maisel, who won, who Ange didn't realize is someone that she imitates all the time. I'm pretty sure, I'm 99.9% sure, from Mad TV.
Mrs. Oh, Mrs. Swan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss Swan.
Yeah, it is. I didn't remember. It's been so long. Yeah, I don't know what she's done
like
between that and
15 years
this.
Ago.
Yeah, easily.
But that she was talking about how her mom and her grandmother were immigrants and that her grandmother was in a concentration camp. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
And her dress had her initials on it. That's all I wanted to add.
It was like Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, Laverne and Shirley-ish.
I really like her. Follow her on Instagram. I think she's really funny.
And every time a new actress came on stage, Erin was like, that's what I'm going to wear for my wedding. Yeah. No, that's what I'm going to wear for
my
wedding.
Well, I'm pretty inspired by two looks last night. I'm just going to say. And Ange was like on board. And then we had to figure out what Ange was going to wear after that for the wedding since she's officiating. BT dubs. Who?
What's her butt?
Amy Poehler.
Nope. Yeah.
Amy Poehler. Mm-hmm. Nope. Leslie Nope. Amy Poehler in her gold sequin, like 70s.
Jumper.
Was awesome. Mm,
With the open bow tie.
Yeah. With a little bit of a deep V, not too much. And then Angela Bassett's fucking beautiful jumper as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. A lot to choose from there. We're not sure what Angela's going to wear. And then Jeff. Someone else was wearing Crushed
Chat.
Huh?
John Hamm.
No, but someone else before that was wearing Crushed Velvet. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't hate that. I'm like, you're wearing Crushed Velvet for
I want to wear Crushed Velvet.
You should wear Crushed Velvet. It'd be cute.
Crushed Velvet jumpsuit with the captain hat.
Well, I want Ange to wear like a sexy tuxedo.
I want to get a fancy captain's hat.
Yeah. Bedazzle that shit.
In crushed velvet.
Maybe I'll go to a haberdashery. Get one made.
A haberdashery.
My favorite word. It is haberdashery.
Well, yeah. I mean, you do you. But I'm going to say no to the mermaid costume because she pitched that with her red weird wig that looks, no.
It's an aerial wig.
Yeah.
Fine. A whole new world. Oh no, that's Aladdin. Forget it. I was trying to tie it in.
That's like two different movies. Can't do that. And then, of course, there was we can't even say this word, memoriam. Yes.
Mm.
And so we're like, we don't even know who died this year. Totally forgot already. And then Luke Perry came on and we're like, oh my God, we're assholes.
That was the one we were the most crushed by.
Yeah. Carol Channing, who's from San Francisco. Rip Torn, who I loved a lot. I can't remember who else. Tim.
Cokie comedian. Roberts.
Cokie Roberts.
Well, yeah, died. I guess it's just been a long year. I thought that all happened last year.
Within the last year. Well, Luke Perry was this year. It was my birthday. He died on my birthday.
Mm. Yeah,
thanks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But any other Emmy? I'm sad that Schitt's Creek didn't win anything because I'm also obsessed with Schitt's Creek and Daniel Levy, by the way.
Game of Thrones definitely should not have won. It was just an honorary win. But come on, this was not the season for it to win.
This season. And I know Char has no idea what we're talking about because she's never watched the show. And we saw our best friend there.
I saw her. I was like, oh, this one in the middle.
The woman you didn't know.
No, I actually, I didn't even recognize her. I was like, which one of those is Cersei?
Oh my God, again? Oh my God. I'm actually, you know who I'm happy that won was Peter Dinklage, always. Mm-hmm. Love Peter Dinklage. He's been one of my favorite characters on Game of Thrones since day one. And he deserved that. Other than that, I was like, eh.
I like how when they were going down the line speaking, Brienne got the biggest applause.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And Jeff, that's what Jeff wants me to wear to the wedding. I'm like, she looked like the Pope. I'm not going to wear that shit. No.
That's not.
I'm glad he's not picking out my outfit.
It was badass, but it wasn't like, oh, sexy. Or,
I would never wear that. It looked like, I'm sorry, I love her, but it kind of looked like a curtain.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
A dramatic curtain.
Yeah, it worked on her. That's not you at all.
Yeah.
And I think you have to be tall to wear something like that. No offense.
I would look like a midget. Sorry, no offense. We were just talking about Peter Dinklage. I'm sorry.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. Jesus Christ. One show that I just watched, and I made Jeff stay up late on Saturday to late for us, 1 o'clock in the morning, but we finished the show Unbelievable that's on right now on Netflix.
Oh, and it's
two friends of the show, Caitlin Deaver and Daniel McDonald, who's been on the show, and then Toni Collette. Merritt Weaver, who was in Nurse Jackie, which I love Nurse Jackie. And
I really need to watch this.
It's based on a true story. And it's crazy, but it's so good. And they'll be nominated for Emmys for next year. It was, I want to watch it again.
Well, I'm excited to see her in this role because the last time we saw her was in
Booksmart. Yeah.
And it's just a complete 180.
Yeah. And she's great. But see that show if you can. I posted about it on our Instagram. It's just see it. And then tell us how much you loved it. And of course, Toni Collette. I love Toni Collette. And then it made me think about Heredity, and then made me freak out a little bit about that.
We fast-forwarded through the Kardashians. That made me happy.
Oh, yeah. I told Jeff. I'm like, do not.
Yeah.
Oh, the one thing. I'm sorry. We didn't talk about RuPaul winning, which I love. Yes.
RuPaul won two.
Oh.
Two awards.
He did?
Right?
No.
I
thought he just won the one.
Well, anyway, go on.
Well, he might have at like the Creative Arts Emmys or something. It was something. And also, friend of the show, W. Kamau Bell. We may have talked about this already, but he also won an Emmy at the Creative Arts. I don't know what that Emmys is the weekend before, because also it was Queer Eye won. It was like...
Yeah, is that the tech or the...
I'm saying Creative Arts. I don't know. I don't know why they separate those out. I wish they didn't, because I'd like to see W. Kamau Bell on stage.
Wasn't that the...
Dino knows. Dino, can you tell us what
that was? Or was that... were they going to do that at the Academy Awards? They were... Is this the result of them trying to shorten the awards?
Yeah.
They separate all the tech stuff and everything.
But Shades and Queer Eye aren't tech.
Right.
So I don't understand. And they're also reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a bummer.
He doesn't get the respect he deserves.
That's right.
For damn sure.
W. Kamau Bell. We respect the hell out of you. And another big winner was John Oliver, which I love that show.
Yes.
Every time I watch it, I'm amazed at the work that they do every week to keep up with everything that's happening in the world. So kudos to him. Although I wish Samantha Bee won something. She's always nominated, but never a winner.
As long as Samantha Bee's show stays on air, that's
right.
The most important thing, because they're a dying breed,
well,
these women hosts.
Barely any women hosts.
Yeah, RuPaul won Outstanding Reality Competition Program and Outstanding Host for Reality Competition Program.
But we didn't see that last night, right? He only won the one.
I don't remember because I missed some of it. I don't know.
Okay. Well, congratulations, RuPaul. We are happy for you. I won't. Let's just say Emmys... Maybe don't seat people that look very similar next to each other, because some people get confused.
Who's
who? I didn't either, but someone that was sitting with us watching the show kept confusing
Don Cheadle
with RuPaul.
Like, come on. Anyway.
That's random.
Yeah.
But if you saw how they were sitting, I could see it, but also just bone up on your beautiful black men. Just FYI.
Bone up. Interesting choice
bone
of words.
Up? Well, John Hamm's on the mind.
We also saw another friend of the show, Melissa Villaseñor.
Oh, Villaseñor. Yeah, she was up there.
For SNL's win.
Oh.
She was up there jumping on stage, jumping up and down. It was sweet.
Yeah, she had a cute dress on, too.
We need to see more of her on SNL, by the way.
Yeah,
please.
Yes.
Lauren.
Please, Lauren. This year, maybe, with the Asian guy that you promoted. Yeah.
Well, they fired the racist guy.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story. I don't think we had time for
that. No, we don't have time for that. But, you know, whatever.
I was more offended that he wasn't funny, to be honest. I'm like, I am not laughing at all.
I didn't see any of his shit.
There you go.
So.
Yeah, well, I was the videos that leaked or whatever that were.
Were they pretty bad?
I mean...
For comedy?
I mean, it's not a guy... I guess that was the thing, is he was trying to be unapologetic for it and go like, well, I'm pushing the line, or I'm a comic, I straddle the line, which I get. I mean, like, I love comedy and I get that. But this wasn't a guy, like, maybe a guy trying to be too funny and being racist.
Adding racism to the too, not too funny.
I know, he was sitting doing a podcast talking like we are. So it wasn't like he was, you know, doing stand up and pushing boundaries.
It was like
having a conversation with his co-host.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And it was just,
yeah.
But it wasn't funny at all.
Yeah. So. And so all the stuff that he was saying was just like, he was I guess he's trying to be edgy by saying racist stuff, saying that I'm in a comic. I'm trying to, like, again, like I said, he's like, he thinks he's trying to be funny in a conversation that was, you know, going out to the masses.
Right.
And then he, you know.
Shit, we better go through ours, because what happens if we get picked for SNL?
Now that's funny.
All those okay. other things.
Hey, a girl can dream. Anyways, thank you everyone for checking in on a morning.
Yeah,
for
seriously.
Bitch talk. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. We're all awake, so sort of. that was our quick lightning round of Emmys talk for 2019. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us at bff.fm every Monday morning from 5:30 to 6. Powered by GoTo Productions.
Bitch, please.
We'll see you soon.